Guys, do you feel like carrying over from last year to this coming year? There's a lot of continuity, some stability, and definitely some building blocks in place for the defense.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the guys that were out there getting some game time experience are obviously going to be, you know, off to a better start this year with having that game time experience. You know, a lot of guys are together that were here last year, so obviously that again is going to help. And it really just comes down to being on the field and playing with the same group of guys and, you know, having a good experience together with communication and, playing together again as a defense. So, yeah, it's a good thing that, we got a lot of guys back and, guys that had last year to get that experience.
Have you noticed changes in the way you process, the past season in the offseason as you've gotten older and more experienced?
Yeah, definitely. You kind of break things down differently, look at the things that you need to improve on for the next coming season, and obviously always getting better. That's the main goal, is to every year come in with a better attitude towards improving the things in your game that you need to work on.
Rob, how often do players in the offseason go to the net and see the transactions, see who's moving where, and follow the gossip essentially?
It's not like you're online all the time checking that out. You kind of see it just through obviously you guys in the media and television. They'll talk about a big move here or there, but it's not like you're constantly looking at the transactions, so it's out there, but again, you're not going out of your way to look for stuff.
I heard an interview with Urlacher, who was looking for a job, and he says he wanted to go with a good team. He says every team isn't good every year, except for the Patriots. I suppose that's a pretty good way to look at it.
Well, I mean, the last 10 years, 12 years here kind of speaks for itself. So, obviously, the work that we put in right now puts us at a good start for training camp and then moving on towards the season. So, right now everyone's just focusing on the now and getting better for this season coming up.
You guys started on Monday.
Yeah.
As you talked earlier.
Yeah.
Were you guys here when you heard the news about the marathon?
Yeah, that's, our thoughts and prayers as a team go out to everyone that have been affected by that. It's just terrible. I was at home, sitting with my wife and, watching it on TV. It was kind of just surreal. You don't really think it is going to happen, especially here in the city of Boston. And unfortunately, that's just the world that we live in now. We have to deal with the terrible things that happen, and now we have to support everyone that have been through that. And that's, a good thing as being a football player. We can help people and do things that kind of lift the spirits of those that have been affected.
Yeah, look at that. You realize that now they've attacked a sporting event, something that I do for a living.
Yeah.
Does that change how you'll approach, not the game itself, but protecting yourself?
Yeah, it's again, it's unfortunate. It's scary, really, that those things happen in this world today. It's just, again, you can't really put it into words, the way that affects people, because again, it's just something that as a football player, that you're at an event, where there's a lot of people, and it's just, you got to put your trust in the security and the people around you that are doing their jobs in a stadium setting to make sure that doesn't happen.
Rob, I apologize, I asked you about this before, but how easy or difficult is it to kind of mentally unplug for a couple of months or two once the season is done? You want to get away, obviously, but you don't want to get too far away. How tough is it to walk that line?
After the season, you really just kind of look back on everything that you've done, and coming up short this year, you definitely want to look at the things that you haven't done so well during the season as a whole, and you want to improve on that for next year. And then you got to get away, because obviously we're in here a lot. We have spent a lot of time in here, and it's you have to do it. You have to just kind of get away and put your mind somewhere else. And then when you're back to it, you're back to it, and you're 110% at it, just to you got to get your body back. You got to be at full strength and, ready to go another 20 weeks plus,
Did you by chance see that Bruins game or the anthem last night or highlights of it?
I've heard about it. I did not see that. I hear it was great, though.
Rob, again, I'm apologize if you already asked this, but can you kind of describe what kind of discussion you guys, I don't know, in the weight room or the lunchroom, wherever you were, you know, when you talk about this stuff, like what kind of discussion you and your teammates have had? Because I know most of you guys aren't from here, but obviously yeah. you have the connection to the area.
Well, you know, you've been here, I've been here 5 years now, so you... you know that the community of Boston is a tight community, and you just know how the fans are about their teams itself, and then you go to a city where everyone's so together, and the love for one another is such a, it's kind of hard to put it, you just feel it, when you're in the stadium, you feel everyone's around you and support. So when something so unfortunate happens to the city, it's just kind of everyone's nature to come together as a whole and have support for one another. So, I said before that, as a team, we're here to support and help the people that have been through this tragedy.
Did you happen to know anyone that was running or that was nearby?
Yeah, Eric. I talked to Eric Alexander before he ran. We talked every now and then. And, afterwards, I obviously got in contact with him and made sure everything was okay.
We're talking to a Buffalo player last night, Buffalo players too, but he said, I hope everybody had 2 hours off. He thought that's what sport could do. Give them a few hours away from what they have been thinking about 24/7 for 3 days.
Yeah.
Does sport do that?
Yeah, I mean, when something like that happens, you just want to be around your family, and friends, and, the sport, I think, that's the one great thing about sports is it brings everyone together as a family. So, just like the Bruins game, that whole stadium was together as one. So it's pretty awesome to see that.